Praise the Lord. Good morning to you and welcome to day 44 of our 50 days of blessings. If you've been with us right from the beginning, I want to say thank you to you for tuning in every day. And if you're just joining us, you're joining at the right time because we are preparing for the night of blessings coming up on Friday, September 12th, 2025 at the Tafawa Balewa Square till dawn. Yesterday, Monday, we started out on 7 days of praying and fasting as we prepare for the night of blessings. Yes, we have to prepare ourselves. The Lord has so much in store for us, and we also have to prepare ourselves. I want to read from Acts chapter 13, from verse 1, for you to know what happens when you fast and you pray. It says, "Now there were in the church that was at Antioch certain prophets and teachers, as Barnabas, and Simeon that was called Niger, and Lucius of Cyrene and Manaen, which had been brought up with Herod the Tetrarch, and Saul, as they ministered to the Lord and fasted." I want you to note that. As they ministered to the Lord and fasted. Something happens when we minister to the Lord and fast. To minister to the Lord means to fast, to pray. You'll see that in a moment, to pray to God. So whenever we have the opportunity to pray and fast, it's important we do so with all our hearts because something happens. Let's look at it again. Verse 2, "As they ministered to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Ghost said," the Holy Spirit spoke to them, "and he gave them the direction they needed for that time. He said, 'Separate me, Barnabas and Saul, for the work whereunto I have called them.'" So they got directions as to the next steps they were to take concerning the ministry. So when you pray and you fast, God gives you direction. You receive the next steps you should take for another season, for a particular assignment, for a particular project. God shows you what to do. And not only does he show you, he gives you the ability to do. Look at verse 3. It says, "And when they had fasted and prayed and laid their hands on them, they sent them away." Not only did God show them what to do, he also brought them to the point that they did it. Now, when we're preparing for a program like Night of Blessings, it's important you fast because the Lord will sensitize your heart to know what to do and also to be able to go ahead and do it, such that when you come to the program, whatever the Lord ministers to you, you will see it, you will receive it the way you ought to receive it, and you will also have the ability to walk in it. Glory be to God. Now, let's read a portion of scripture. I had this in my spirit to just share with you a few portions of the book of Isaiah. So I want to read Isaiah chapter 43. And I'll just take as many verses as I can take today. If we don't finish today, I'll continue tomorrow. So Isaiah chapter 43 from verse 1. It says, "But now thus saith the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel." Hallelujah. Now, when you read prophetic words, you should know that just like what the master did when he read from the book of Isaiah, and the Bible says, and he said, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, for he has anointed me," and he went on. Then when he was done, he said, "This day, this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing." So there are prophecies that we know that the prophecy is being fulfilled even in our day, in our time, and not just generally speaking, specifically speaking concerning us. So the Lord is saying this to you today. "Thus saith the Lord that created thee." God wants you to know he knows everything about you. He created you and he formed you. You are not a difficulty to God, you know. Sometimes people think that they are so difficult. Their situation is so complex. No, you can't get too complex for God. He formed you. He created you. He knows you. And you know what? That is such a comfort. That God knows what to do with somebody like you. You're not too difficult. No matter how much anybody says you're difficult, you're not too difficult for the Lord. So he says, "Fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name. Thou art mine." You see that again? God knows your name. You may be somewhere on your own at this moment. Maybe you're going to the office, you're going somewhere, or whatever is happening. Do you know that God knows your name? He says, "You are mine." Oh, praise the Lord. What a comfort to know that you belong to God. He knows everything about you. There is no mystery. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Now let's go to verse 2. It says, "When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee." Glory be to God. Oh, what a word to receive today. Whatever the difficulty is, the waters will not overwhelm you. It says, "I will be with thee, and through the rivers they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee." Glory to God. You know, in everything we face in life, it's important to know that God is not just going through it with us. He's making sure that we go through it and we come out on top. The water will not overwhelm you. You are not going to be discouraged or cast down about any situation you are facing. No, because the Lord is right there with you. The flames that were meant to burn you will not burn you. You will come out even more radiant by the power of the Spirit of God. Verse 3 says, "For I am the Lord thy God, the Holy One of Israel, thy Savior. I gave Egypt for thy ransom, Ethiopia and Sheba for thee, since thou wast precious in my sight." The Lord is saying to you today, you are precious in my sight. I'll give a ransom for you. You are so precious. It says, "Thou hast been honorable, and I have loved thee. Therefore will I give men for thee and people for thy life." Glory be to God. God loves you. God values you. God knows you. If you're going to be saying anything to yourself today, say, "Father, thank you. You know me. You know me by name. You value me. Praise the Lord. And you have loved me." That's what the Bible says to you today. Verse 5 says, "Fear not, for I am with thee. I will bring thy seed from the east and gather thee from the west. I will say to the north, give up, and to the south, keep not back. Bring my sons from far and my daughters from the ends of the earth, even everyone that is called by my name, for I have created him for my glory. I have formed him, yea, I have made him." Oh, praise the Lord. God knows you. God loves you. God values you. Whatever the situation you're in, you're going to come out even more radiant. Nothing that was planned to put you down or to take you out will work because God is with you. I want us to go straight to verse 10. It says, "Ye are my witnesses, saith the Lord, and my servant whom I have chosen, that ye may know and believe me and understand that I am he." God has chosen you to know him. God has chosen you to believe him. God has chosen you to understand that he is the one that is your God. You're chosen. You're chosen, specially chosen to know God, to believe him, and to understand that he is your God. Don't ever think to yourself, "Well, I don't know God. I'm not one of those that is called to know God. I'm not one of those that is called to believe God." No, so long as the Spirit of God has orchestrated you to hear me today, to listen to these words, God has chosen you to know him, to believe him, and to understand that he is your God. It says, "Before me there was no God formed, neither shall there be any after me. I, even I, am the Lord, and beside me there is no Savior." Habashi. "I have declared and I have saved, and I have showed when there was no strange God among you. Therefore, ye are my witnesses, saith the Lord, that I am God." Look at verse 13. "Yea, before the day was, I am he, and there is none that can deliver out of my hand. I will work, and who shall let it?" I want to read this to you from the Amplified. Verse 13, it says, "Yes, from the time of the first existence of day, and from this day forth, I am he, and there is none who can deliver out of my hand. I will work, and who can hinder or reverse it?" Nobody can hinder or reverse the work of God. Whatever God has said concerning you, nobody can reverse it. The NIV says, "When I act, who can reverse it?" No one can reverse the work of God. God is determined to bless you. God is determined to honor you. God is determined to promote you. He's determined to take you forward. Nobody can reverse it. I really want you to plan now to be at the night of blessing. Start planning now. Send us an SMS or call us on 090-764-15312 and let us know that you are going to be there. There is something God is going to do in your life that nobody can reverse. Listen, he has chosen you to know him, to believe him, and to understand that he is your God. He has loved you. He has valued you. He has chosen you. Come and have a divine experience at the night of blessings. It will be a night you won't forget. We have buses planned from all over Lagos, and some are even coming from outside Lagos to be at the program. Make sure you are there. Glory to God. Go to our website, anightofblessings.org, to find out more about the arrangements we have made for you. Book your seat reservation. Book your space on the bus. Let us know where you need transportation from. Find out about the car parking arrangement. If you're coming with your car, what will the security be like? Find out on our website. And of course, you also find lots of other information about what we're doing. So start planning now. Glory to God. Now, obviously, I didn't finish Isaiah 43 today, so I'm going to continue with it tomorrow. I'm going to hand over now to Pastor George to share some thoughts with you. And if you're not yet born again, let today be the day that you get to know the Lord. Listen, for you to hear my voice today, God loves you. He values you. So get connected to God today. Stay tuned. God bless you.
Oh, glory to God. Thank you so much, Pastor Man, for blessing us again today. It's such a glorious thing to know that we are precious in the sight of the Lord, who loves us, who values us and knows us. Thank you so much, ma'am. And to you, our listeners, I'm sure you received today's words of blessings from our dear Pastor Diola Phillips. She said, "Nothing that was planned to put you down or take you out will work because the Lord is with you." She said, "God is determined to bless you and nobody can reverse it." Hallelujah. Now, if you have not yet made Jesus Christ the Lord of your life, please pray this prayer of salvation after me, but mean it from the bottom of your heart. Say, "Oh Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I'm born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I'm now a child of God." Hallelujah. Congratulations, you're now born again. Let me pray for you. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you for these ones who just prayed the prayer of salvation. Let the name of Jesus be named upon them. They belong to you now. Thank you, Father, for by the power of your Spirit and the ministry of your word in their lives, this one shall fulfill your plans and purposes for their lives, and they shall be made ready for the rapture of the church. We give you thanks in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Congratulations. But if you have not yet received the Holy Spirit, let me pray for you that you receive the Holy Spirit now. I pray and I declare in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that you receive the Holy Spirit now. Receive him into you now. It is done unto you now in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Congratulations once again. But we'd like to hear from you. We'd like to know that you just gave your heart to Christ, because we do have some resources to send to you to help you grow as a Christian and begin enjoying your life of blessings that the Lord has made available to you. Or if you have prayer requests, or you have questions, you have testimonies from these 50 days of blessings with Pastor Diola Phillips, please call us or send us an SMS on our number. That's 0907-641-5312. When you reach us, we'll be glad to provide you with appropriate responses. Thank you and God bless you. Now, remember to keep a date with us at a night of blessings with Pastor Diola Phillips coming up on Friday, September 12th, 2025, starting from 6 p.m. till dawn at the Tafa Balewa Square. Now, this will be a night of rejoicing, a night of victory, a night you will never forget. It's a night of blessings with Pastor Diola Phillips. And as you heard earlier, we are praying and we are fasting. So remember to join us as we continue our 7 days of praying and fasting today. And this will continue until Sunday, the 7th of September. Now, for your free seat reservations or other inquiries that you may have about the program, please go online to anightofblessings.org. And if you have other questions or you want to make other inquiries, please reach us on our number. That's 0907-641-5312. Thank you so much for joining us again today. And we look forward to you joining us every day of this week at 6 a.m. and 9 p.m. for another glorious broadcast. Thank you and God bless you.
Christ Embassy presents A Night of Blessings with Pastor Diola Phillips on Friday, the 12th of September, 2025.
From 6 p.m. at the Tafawa Balewa Square, TBS, Lagos Island.
It will be a time of total restoration and transformation.
Free bus shuttles will be available all over Lagos.
Get ready to experience an outpouring of blessings like never before.
For seat reservations, please visit anightofblessings.org or call 090-764-15312 for inquiries and bus shuttles.
Remember, for seat reservations, please visit anightofblessings.org or call 090-764-15312 for inquiries and bus shuttle. See you there.
Say